The civil war in Yemen has raged for more than 3 years. On Sunday, children gathered in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, to protest the war after an airstrike last week killed at least 40 kids, the deadliest attack on children since the war began. And today, thousands of Yemenis attended funerals for the dead. The children were killed when a bomb from an airstrike led by the Saudi-UAE military alliance hit their school bus. Footage from the Yemeni news agency Al Masira captured the aftermath. It's difficult to listen to. Delirious young children are brought into a hospital, their faces covered in a thick mixture of blood and dust. Some are missing limbs. Others have been burned so badly that their skin is charred black. The children's deaths have renewed outrage in a long and brutal war made worse by a cholera outbreak in a population on the brink of famine. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Hakim Al-Mazmari is editor of the Yemen Post, and he's on the ground in Sana'a.
Today is the mass funeral where tens of thousands of Yemenis are giving condolence to their families in the northern province of Sa'da. So today is considered a mourning day in Yemen. And as of now, the toll is 52 killed, the majority of them 42 children, and 79 injured. Among them, at least 22 are still in critical condition.
Tell us a little bit about this region. Why was this a target by the Saudi-led coalition?
That's still a conspiracy as of now. Saudi claimed that the target was a Houthi military target, a launching pad for missiles towards Saudi Arabia. But as of now, Saudi has not brought in any evidence to prove its case. And the latest investigation committee that the UN formed will not be fruitful because, as in the past, many committees were formed, but very few committees had any results announced or any side that were behind the attacks were being held responsible for.
We know that this region has been the target of a lot of instability. I mean, given this tragedy, what can you tell us about the mood on the ground today?
I'll be honest, the Houthis don't have much support when it comes to local support or popular support in the country, especially in areas where they control, mainly because of the lack of services they provide. But such attacks on civilians, especially on children and women, these tend to give Houthis more support or have people sympathize with them much more. So such attacks are helping recruit more fighters for the Houthis rather than weakening them. So the Houthis are happy, or yes, they're sad that they're mourning, but they're happy that these mistakes are helping them recruit more followers or to show that they are being oppressed by the Saudi-led coalition.
Let's break down what it means to be a Saudi-led coalition, because we hear that a lot in the news. Do we know specifically, can we break down specifically which country was responsible for this airstrike?
That's not something that we can confirm, but we know that United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia are on the front line in the picture, but behind the scenes, there are two different countries that are in charge, which is the United States and the United Kingdom of Britain. So these two countries are also indirectly in charge of the war because of the intelligence they're providing, the logistics, the weapons, the expertise, experience. These four countries are basically the main four countries in the Yemeni war. And these four countries, sadly, are held responsible for the tens of thousands of civilians who have been killed over the last 3 years. Forget being killed by the war or by airstrikes. Over 200 civilians have died from hunger or preventable diseases. All this because of the siege on Yemen and the war on Yemen. So in my opinion, I can't point fingers, but these four countries are basically the ones that should feel ashamed for the war on Yemen.
You mentioned earlier the Houthi are seeing this as both an opportunity to recruit as well as a day of mourning. Is there an increased anti-U.S. sentiment in Yemen right now given these recent attacks?
Oh, yeah, for sure. even if you watch the funeral that would be held today, live on TV, most of the signs in the funeral mass protest were against the U.S., not against Saudi. We're against the U.S. and not the United Arab Emirates. The Houthis believe that this attack was basically by U.S. weapons, U.S. intelligence, and U.S. logistics. Yes, it's a Saudi decision, but everything around the Saudi decision is U.S., logistical-wise, intelligence-wise, and also the weapon.
But Hakeem, doesn't that let the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia off the hook to say it's all United States' fault?
They do condemn Saudi Arabia and the UAE, but every time they link Saudi Arabia, like for example, these any attacks that happen on Yemen, they call them Saudi American attacks. So they're not only putting the U.S. in the picture, but they're linking any attack that happens on Yemen with Saudi Arabia and the U.S., UAE and the U.S., because they believe it's their intelligence, it's their weapons, and it's their logistical support, their refueling, etc., and the list goes on. So these are giving the U.S. a very bad reputation, and it's against what they stand for, which is human rights and democracy. And for the U.S. to be involved in a war against the poorest country in the world and the worst humanitarian crisis in decades and still not being able to tell its allies to stop this war just because they're gaining financial interest in military weapons being sold.
Sending you many condolences on what is a difficult day for Yemenis today. Hakeem Al-Mazmari is the editor of the Yemen Post, and he joined us from Yemen. Hakeem, thank you.
Thank you.